This is the chapter on Latin jazz and salsa music by Mark Levine in his Jazz Theory book. The music of Latin America is a vast subject, the one that would require several volumes to cover adequately. This chapter focuses on a few skills jazz musicians need to adapt jazz tunes to Afro-Cuban rhythms. But first, here are some thoughts about Latin music in general. North Americans tend to use the term Latin music loosely, as if it were a homogeneous music rather than an incredibly complex mosaic that it is. The music from the Rio Grande south to the Tierra del Fuego includes influences of Africa, Spain, Portugal, Britain, France, the Netherlands, Italy, Germany, Middle East, India, and thousands of indigenous American cultures. Altiplano music from the Andean highlands has about as much in common with Mexican mariachi music as Mozart has with B.B. King. There is a connection, but it is tenuous. Brazilian and Afro-Cuban music have been the two main Latin musical influences on jazz. Brazilian music is beyond the scope of this book. To use Afro-Cuban rhythms with jazz tunes, you need to know a bit about the rhythmic pattern known as clave, and that's what this chapter is all about. The clave, the single most unique aspect of Afro-Cuban music, also known as salsa, is its strict adherence to the rhythmic pattern known as the clave. In a salsa band, each rhythm instrument, piano, bass, timbales, conga, bongo, guiro, I think it's pronounced, and cowbell, plays a different rhythm, and these rhythms all fit together nicely like pieces in a jigsaw puzzle. The glue that holds it all together is the clave. Clave is the two-bar rhythmic pattern that occurs in two forms. The forward clave, known as 3-2, which sounds like this. 1-2-3-bar. Actually, a more accurate way to count that off would be 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3-4. It depends on how I'd count it in four, but I'd feel it in two, like 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3-4, dang, 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 dang. So that's two, it's considered two bars. And the other type is the 2-3, where there's, in the previous one you just heard, there's three hits in the first bar, like dun, 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 and then the second bar is dun, dun. So that's why it's called 3-2, like dun, 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 dun. And then 2-3 is the reverse of that, like this. 2-3-4. Okay, so that's called the reverse clave. The 3-2 is called the forward clave, and this 2-3 is called the reverse clave. This is known as the son clave, S-O-N. Right, and it's the most straightforward like clave that there is, and then there's also the African or rumba clave, and the 3-2 rumba clave sounds like this: 2-3-4. So in the rumba clave, the third attack is moved to half a beat later. So like the son clave is and the rumba clave is That third one is delayed a little. So is son, and it's delayed just a little bit. And then the 2-3 rumba clave sounds like this. 2-3-4. So it's delayed again from the son clave. Again, 2-3 and son is and the 2-3 rumba clave is It's just a little bit delayed. And continuing reading, every component of the Afro-Cuban rhythm drum patterns, piano montunos, bass lines, melodic phrasing, horn lines, has to be in gear with the clave. Virtually all Afro-Cuban music is written and played in either forward or reverse clave. The only exception in the footnote says the bomba, which is from Puerto Rico, based on a one-bar rhythmic pattern.